This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. And a heads up for anyone flying out of Newark today. The delays and cancellations are already piling up and show no signs of slowing. The Air Traffic Controllers Union says the problems at Newark trace back to a radar outage last week that left the airport's controllers staring at blank screens for between 60 and 90 seconds, leaving them so stressed out they needed to take a few days leave, leading to those recent staff shortages. But Democrats in New York and New Jersey say the controller shortage isn't the only thing to blame for the mess at Newark. They're also pointing the finger at the Trump administration's budget cuts, along with all the DOGE firings. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, on the other hand, is blaming the Biden administration, saying it didn't do anything to upgrade the nation's aging airport infrastructure, while also promising to, quote, fix it. With a series of bills under consideration that could have a huge effect on their future, street vendors from around the five boroughs have their eyes on the city council today.
If you missed your coffee guy this morning, he was probably on the steps of City Hall. Vendors from across the boroughs are calling for a street vendor reform package, and their ask is clear. Give us a better license process so we can operate lawfully and generate money. Calvin Baker sells watches in Harlem.
We are here because vendors are tired of blame and abuse, neglect from everyone. Street vendors are New Yorkers. That's contribute to our communities.
And Queensboro President Donovan Richards says,
we see how they are targeting our immigrant community. We are leaving our communities vulnerable. We say no more today.
Some signs here read, I've been waiting 15 years for a permit, and stop the racism. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
While vendors have been calling for a new licensing process for a while now, the owners of brick-and-mortar shops say an increase in food carts and trucks will hurt their businesses and lead to a loss of jobs. A Suffolk County police officer is recovering today from an attack in Amity Harbor, Long Island. Investigators say the officer had responded to a 911 call about two men casing some parked cars overnight on Gibbs Road. He ended up chasing one of them on foot, and when he caught the suspect, that suspect swung around with a knife, cutting the officer on the leg and chin. Luckily, his injuries are not life-threatening. As for the suspects, they're both under arrest, but there's no word yet on charges. We're expecting to get more details today on the dozens of cats that were found living in terrible conditions at a home on Bohemia, Long Island.
Two cats are roaming the yard as keep out signs line the front of this two-story brick house. Piles of boxes and garbage bags with a foul odor are near the street. The head of the Suffolk County SPCA says the house is now empty after they rescued dozens of cats. Nearly 100 were inside this house, most in poor condition. Dozens of other cats were found dead, some in a freezer. Authorities are looking for volunteer veterinarians to help care for the sick cats, and they are looking for donations. The SPCA did not announce if the 75-year-old living inside the house faces any charges. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bohemia, Long Island.
Governor Hochul says it'll be math instead of memes. During a visit this morning to the teachers' union headquarters in upstate Schenectady, the governor spoke more about her plan to ban cell phones in New York State schools, while also crediting the teachers who make it happen.
New York is now the largest state in the nation with a K through 12 bell-to-bell cell phone ban because of all of you.
The governor says the state will provide a total of $135 million to schools around the state to help implement the new bell-to-bell cell phone ban. It goes into effect in September, and although it still hasn't been determined how schools will lock up the phones. And Governor Hochul isn't the only one thanking teachers today. The United Federation of Teachers marking Teacher Appreciation Day today by holding a rally in each of the five boroughs to highlight their call for changes to the pension system for New York State education. Union President Michael Mulgrew spoke to 1010 Winds.
So many of our members are leaving early now, as well as it's really giving us a difficult challenge in trying to attract and recruit enough teachers. When they hear that they're starting at 21 and have to work to 63, it's becoming a real problem.
You can get details on today's rallies on the UFT's social media pages. A preteen boy with alleged gang ties is under arrest again, this time following an attack on two NYPD officers in Times Square.
The 12-year-old was arrested last summer when he was 11 in connection with a string of robberies in Central Park. He's reported to be part of a teen gang linked to the dangerous Tren de Aragua organization. The latest violence occurred Friday night in Times Square. Police say two cops responded to a gang trying to rob two kids, but they were then pelted with objects being thrown by the suspects. Four young people, including the 12-year-old, were arrested, two more being sought. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
City Council Speaker Adrian Adams is out with an action plan to improve quality of life along Liberty Avenue in Richmond Hill, Queens. Adams, who's running for mayor, says one part of the plan is the launch of a new interagency task force to enforce regulations on vending in the area to make sure sidewalks are accessible to everyone. And another is securing more funding dollars from the city to clean up the area.
The City Council approved a $50,000 allocation to the Center for Employment Opportunities to provide supplemental services for 5 days a week through June 30. Yeah, that deserves a woo-hoo.
Adams says the efforts are also underway to explore the establishment of a new merchants association for Liberty Avenue. Blaming intense strain from President Trump's cuts to college grants, Columbia University now says it's cutting funding for about 180 researchers and other employees. In a statement, the school said it'll be running with lighter research infrastructure in some areas while it pursues alternate funding sources. And in some cases, it will be winding down activity altogether. The Trump administration has canceled $400 million in federal grants and contracts to Columbia, citing anti-Semitism complaints by Jewish students since the October 7th attacks. Both the Suffolk County Police Department's arson squad and homicide unit are investigating after a man was found dead at the scene of a house fire last night in Mastic, Long Island. Cops say officers responding to the scene on Overlook Drive found the body of 56-year-old Frank Gaeta on the deck in the backyard. And it could have been worse. His 80-year-old father and 81-year-old mother were lucky enough to escape the flames. They're being treated at the hospital for smoke inhalation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.